It is a Friday morning, it's the 1st of June, and it's time for CEO Live on LBC London News. Each week is a chance to hear from bosses from different sectors of industry, usually with a London twist. Charlie Morrison is the boss of one of the world's fastest growing restaurant chains, US chicken giant Wingstop, and it's coming to London. They want to take on the likes of Nando's and KFC. And I'm pleased to say the Wingstop Global CEO, Charlie Morrison, joins me now. Good to see you. A stellar CV you have, working in steak and ale to Pizza Inn and now chicken. What made you make the switch? Good morning.
Well, I saw chicken wings as a great opportunity for growth in a restaurant brand. It's a very unique product. Mm-hmm. Wingstop makes chicken wings a center of the plate item. Which is unique all over the world, but especially in the U.S. And 24 years ago, that was pioneered. And today, it's one of the fastest growing restaurant chains, certainly one of the most exciting cuisines out there. And we've become the largest chain of chicken wing-oriented flavors and food in the world.
How many restaurants do you have at the moment in the U.S.? How many people do you employ?
A little over 1,000 restaurants in the U.S. Each employs about 20 to 25 people. So a lot of jobs and a lot of opportunity. And then overseas, in international markets, we are just over 120 restaurants and growing rapidly.
What is the USP for Wingstop?
I think what makes Wingstop unique is the fact that we take chicken and chicken wings. But what's unique about it is we make them fresh to order every single time. We provide 11 unique flavors and seasonings to our wings that span the spectrum from really spicy, which is popular in the U.S., to both sweet and savory with a little bite to them as well. That's really what appeals because it's a shareable occasion. It gives people the opportunity to try different flavors, experience different flavors. It's not always the same thing every time.
How important is animal welfare? It's something that's quite a big focus in this country. Where are the chickens come from?
Well, we haven't opened our restaurant yet, but we do intend to follow the same exacting standards we do in the U.S., which makes sure that we first look for partners that can provide us with chickens who adhere to the welfare expectations that we have, and then make sure that the entire supply chain from end to end takes care of making sure that the product that arrives to the customer is done so in a very, very high quality way.
It's exciting you're coming to London. You've chosen Shaftesbury Avenue. Why?
It's a prominent location, as I think you know, right across from the theater, a great place for people to gather, a great place to demonstrate the uniqueness of our brand to so many people. But we have the opportunity to develop upwards of 100 restaurants in the UK, and this will be the first, but one of many, many to come over the next 10 to 12 years.
Do you look at franchise opportunities, or is that something that's happening in America at the moment?
We do. In fact, in America, 98% of our restaurants are franchised, and we franchise restaurants all over the world. Here in the UK, we have a great partnership with Lemon Pepper Holdings. They're going to do a wonderful job of building all the restaurants here as our master licensee for the UK.
E-commerce, is that a big factor in your business about how it runs efficiently?
Absolutely. Our brand has been built on wings, sides, and fries. That's been our business model, but really where we innovate this brand is through technology. In the U.S., we've been building a platform that makes us the strongest restaurant chain that is not a pizza delivery chain in the U.S. in terms of our online order generation. And that's translated into unique technologies leveraging bot technology for Facebook Messenger and Twitter Messenger, as well as Amazon's Alexa platform using voice-activated ordering mechanisms. That's just what we're building into the brand that we believe can be portable throughout the world.
Tell us as well about the competition. Well, obviously, the Colonel is well known for KFC. Do you see KFC as a competition or Nando's? Where do you place yourself?
Certainly, they are chicken chains, but we believe that our unique positioning around chicken wings and the flavors and the flavor experience that we offer allows us to, if you will, steal occasions from all sorts of competition. We see all of these brands everywhere we go, but what makes Wingstop unique and gives us that great ability to continue to grow as aggressively as we have has been that really there's no true competitor, no one directly like us anywhere in the world. And that's a great position to be in.
I'm sure you're aware there's a big change going on in the country with the EU referendum and Brexit is happening next March. There's a big split in the country about whether you remain or leave. But either way, there's a lot of talk about in terms of how business will be affected. Is it something you're not worried about? I mean, you're coming over to London.
We have a brand that I think is so unique, again, that we don't let that steer our direction in terms of where we're going to go. We believe that we can grow through any type of situation. We've demonstrated that by having over nearly 1,200 restaurants around the world, but also very, very few have ever closed. And so it's a great example of and a testament to the strength of the operating model of our business that can withstand even some of the toughest times.
How much chicken do you eat?
I eat wings probably two or three times a week, believe it or not. I love the product. We sample all kinds of new flavors. We're a flavor-based company, and so all the time our chef is dreaming up great products for us to sample. I love doing it.
And your favorite flavor?
Lemon pepper. I think that's a crowd favorite in the U.S. I think it'll be a favorite here in the U.K.